Following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 26, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. My Lord Nrisimha, the Supreme, persons who are neglected by you and not taken care of by you, such embodied souls cannot do anything better on account of bodily conception of life. And whatever remedial measures they take, they are certainly not permanent, although they may be beneficial temporarily. In this concern, there is the example of the father and mother who cannot give any protection to their children. The physician and medicine
cannot give relief
to the suffering patient, and the boat on the ocean which cannot give protection to the drowning man.
This is very instructive verse. The whole world is planning to give relief to the suffering human. But the foolish people, they do not know that you may do your best, but if it is not sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, all these measures will not be of any use. Why? We have got science, medicine, and relief, arrangement, they are all useless. Yes, they are useful so long as Krishna says yes. If Krishna says no, then in spite of all this relief, nothing will be done. This is it. You can open many hospitals, but if Krishna says that this patient must die, you cannot give any protection. That is not possible. In spite of your hospital, good medicine, good physician, the patient must die. So they do not see to this, that in spite of our so much advancement of civilization, hospitals and other relief measures, why still people are suffering? You are increasing hospital or beds of hospital. You are very much proud that we have opened hospitals. That what does it mean? That means people have become diseased. You have opened hospitals, you are very much proud. But what is the other side? Other side, that people have increased their disease condition. That they do not see. They are simply proud of increasing hospital. Why there should be hospital? Why not stop disease? That is scientific advance. Stop disease and there will be no need of opening hospital. Krishna therefore presents in the Bhagavad Gita. You rascal, you see, real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You can invent very nice, up-to-date, modernized medicine, but why don't you stop disease? That you cannot. That is not possible. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You are taking so many measures to stop untimely death. Just like in your country, there are beaches and so many warnings, don't come here, and there is guard seeing if anyone is dying. But you cannot stop there. That is not possible. You may take measures, so many. You cannot stop there. Children, Somebody is saying the parents do not take care, but if the parents take care, is it guaranteed that the children will not die? There are many rich men, they are taking care of their children. Rich men, they are taking care of the diseased person, good physician, good medicine. Why the diseased person is dying? Why the children suffering? So, these are to be observed. Why these things happen? That means the ultimate control is in the hand of Krishna. If Krishna sanctions, then everything will be possible. So why not take shelter of Krishna? This is the idea. You take shelter of Krishna, and if Krishna likes, He will give you all protection, and He promises that I will give protection. Sarva dharmān paritajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja ahaṁ tāṁ sarva pāpibhyo mokṣayāmi. Because we become diseased, we become subject to birth and death, this is all due to our sinful activities. Why you are repeatedly, we are eternal, na hannatoye hannamāne sarīre. This is our position, that we do not die even after the body's destruction. Then why should I be in this position that repeatedly I have to die, I have to give up this body, again accept another body, again suffer? This is the problem. But mūrha, duṣkṛtinā, they do not see to the real problem. That is the problem. Neither they have knowledge to see the real problem. Therefore they are mūrha. Is it not? He is understood that na harnate hanumāne sarīre. See, this question does not come that I am eternal, I do not die after the annihilation of the body. Why I am subjected to this tribulation? Nobody thinks, therefore mūrha. Just like animal. Animal, in the slaughterhouse, one animal is being killed and the other animal is eating grass. He is thinking that I am safe. He does not know the next moment I will be killed. This is animal life. The human life means if somebody is being killed, so he should be immediately taking warning, oh, my turn is coming, let me go out. There is one story in this connection. Not story, these are facts. A hunter spread his net, saw some little birds, they fell down in the net and they are crying. So the father and mother, when they came, they saw that their children are in danger. It is caught by the net of the hunter. So mother immediately jumped over it to save the children. And she was also captured. Then the father saw, now if I go to save them, I will be captured. Let me go away. Let me take some nap. That's all. That is intelligence. You cannot give protection to your family, to your society, to your... No, you cannot give. That is not possible. They must die. They must be captured by the network of Maya. You cannot save them. If you want to save them, then make them Krishna conscious. That is the only way. Unless you are expert in saving your children by giving them Krishna consciousness, then you are not, you should not become father and mother. That is real contraceptive method. Thyself, we are married, undoubtedly, husband and wife. But unless we are competent to give protection to my children, no more death, we should not be a child. This is real contest. That is the instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pita na sasad janani na sasad namo chayadaja samupita mrityum. Your duty is to give protection to children, father, mother. That's very good. But real protection is that my children, this boy, this girl has come in my belly. Now, this is the last. I shall train them in such a way that next birth he'll not have a material body. How it is? Yes, it is possible. How? Tatta deham punarjanma naiti paveti kaundiya. One can give up this material body. Everyone has to give it up. There is no doubt. But one is giving up this body and accepting another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. But there is another method that is not going to accept any more material body. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatha deham punar janma naiti. After giving up this body, he is not going to accept another material body. Who? Janma karma sudibbam ji janati tattvata. Anyone who has understood Krishna as he is. This is the secret. To teach your children like that. That, what is Krishna? From the beginning you can do that. The children are under your control. Just like we are teaching this boy, they are simply chanting, dancing. That is Krishna consciousness. They are advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is not that useless education. After some years they will learn how to smoke bidi. It is not like that. They will never touch bidi. This is education. Tanmanne aditam uttamam. Even they are not literary person. They will have character and they will become Krishna devotee. That is reality. Don't think that these boys are brought here, they are not giving any education, academic. They do not know what is history, what is geography. They know little, little, not very much. We don't require to know very much. Neither we are very much concerned learning ABCD. Even without ABCD, they will be advanced. In education. This is for Lord Maharaj's instruction. Tanmanne aditamuttamam. One who has taken to Krishna consciousness directly, he is actually advanced in education. What is this education? This education has no way. Even from mundane point of view, Chanakya Pandit and Simagar recited this word. Matrivat paradareshu. Paradarpeshu loshrava, atavat sarvabhuteshu, japasyati sa pandita. Who is a pandit? Pandit means one who has learned how to see other women. Means except one's wife. Anyone, any woman, mother. He is pandit. Where is that education? Where is that education? No. But this children will be educated in that way, to see all women as mother. Madhrivat paradayaveshu, paradarbeshu loshtabhav, paradarbeshu others' property as garbage in the street. Nobody touches. That is pandit. He will not touch even anything, even valuable jewel is lying on the street. A pandit will say, I shall not touch it. This is a moral education. And atmavat sarvabhuteshu, atmavat, if you feel some pain by pinching, why should you pinch others? That is pandit. If you cry when your throat is cut with a knife, why you should slaughter other other animals? Therefore Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But these people are so uneducated, in spite of their PhDs, they have no this simple education, that I suffer when I am killed, why shall I kill others? This is the modern education, all nonsense, rascals education. This is not education. So, if we have to become father and mother, we shall have to teach our children in such a way that next life, no more material life, he goes back to home, back to God. That is real father. Therefore it is said, Balasaneha Saranam Nisinga Pitaro. If the father and mother do not know how to give protection to the children, then what is the use of taking shelter? In Prem Vibhartha it is said, Janame janame sabe pita mata paar, Krishna guru nahi mile bhajo hiya. Every cats and dogs, they also get father and mother. Without father and mother, who can take birth? So, to become the father and mother like cats and dogs, that is not human civilization. The father mother's duty is to train the children in such a way that they will be interested in Krishna and Guru. That is father. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripaye paye bhakti lata bij. So it is the duty of the father and mother to train children in such a way that they will be interested in Guru and Krishna. Why? By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he will get bhakti lata bij. And that is real life. Savai vanshana parvo dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. That is real religious system which teaches the follower how to become a devotee. Jato bhakti radhokhaji ahituki apratihata jeno atma suprasidati. If you want to make him happy, then you must teach in such a way that he becomes a devotee of the Lord. Then throughout the whole life he will be peaceful and happy. This is required. Therefore, the ordinary father and mother, like cats and dogs, they are not real shelter of the children. That is Prahlad Maharaj. Balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. Balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. Na artasya. Artasya artha means disease, suffering from some disease. Na, just like we have already explained, we are opening hospitals and men. That is not. You can do it. But at the same time, he must be Krishna conscious. We have got practical examples. Some of our devotees, they go to the hospital and they purchase our book. And they become a devotee. Even in a hospital bed, they are reading Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita and taking benefit. That is real remedy. So after being cured, he will become a devotee. So this medicine is not cure. This literature is cure. Krishna consciousness. That is real cure. Nartasya chagadam. And udarnatam ajyato. Everyone is down. Either you take figuratively or really. In the samudra, in the sea, ocean, there are always waves. So your tiny boat or a big sea, that is not safe side. We have got experience when I was going to New York on sea, I had no money to go by plane. So in the deep sea ocean, especially in the Atlantic Ocean, It was nothing like a small ball tottering like this. At any moment it can be capsized. Or a very big sea with very big load, but it is nothing in the sea. That is not sure. There is no surety that because you are in a big sea, you will be saved. No. In your country it happened, say 50, 60 years. The Titanic, or what is that? The first voyage, everything was drowned. All big, big men. So, nature's freak is so strong that you cannot say that because I have got a nice seat, I will be saved. No, that is not possible. Without Krishna's protection, all these counteracting measures will be all useless. Therefore, teach people how to take shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharman paritarya mamekam sarva. You can say that does it mean that God is partial, He takes only care of the devotees and not others? He takes care of everyone, but everyone is not fortunate to take shelter of Krishna. When He says, Sarvadharman paritarya mamekam, He does not say to His devotees only. He says to everyone. But everyone is not fortunate to take shelter of Krishna. Unfortunate. Samoham sarva-bhuteshu. It is not partial. Samoham sarva-bhuteshu. Name desasthinapriya. Nobody is enemy or friend of Krishna. Everyone is His son. Aham vidapadapita. Just like the father teaches every son to become good. But there are unfortunate sons who do not take care of the father and remains to be unfortunate. It is not Krishna's partiality, it is our misfortune that we do not take care of the instruction of Krishna and suffer in this material. This is the position. These rascals, they inquire, why, if Krishna is so good, why He has put me into this position? The rascal does not know that Krishna wants you all to be happy, and He has given the instruction how to become happy. But we are unfortunate, we do not take Krishna's instruction and suffer. This knowledge is not there. Maya apuritogyan. He is suffering for His own fault and is accusing God that He has put me into this position. No. Therefore, those who are devotees, they do not become so foolish. When they are suffering, they do not accuse Krishna. They say, My Lord, it is Your mercy that I am suffering. That's the opposite. Tattenu kampasu samekshamana. Because He knows that I am suffering on account of My own fault. So, better Krishna is adjusting the thing, giving me little trouble, that's all. That is the position. Karmani nidrahati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. So we have to learn all these things. Then, atya taptasya tat pratividdhi. I think in some reading there is jat pratividdhi. Here it is tat pratividdhi. All right, what it is. So then we have so many countermeasures. Because this whole world, this material world means dukkhalaya vasasatam. It is a place for suffering. And that also, not permanent place. But our struggle is that we may not suffer and we may remain here permanently. That is foolishness. This place is meant for suffering. And you cannot stay here permanently. This is the constitution of this place. And the whole world, this foolish world, they are struggling to stop suffering and to remain here permanently. Just see that foolishness. Everyone is trying to remain permanently. Just like we are constructing temples very sound, very strong, but they are constructing skyscraper building, strong, permanent. But he does not know whether I shall be able to live here permanently. They can put the argument to us also, that this is this case with you also. But our case is different. We are constructing this temple not for our living, but for Krishna. That is the difference. That is the difference. We do not make any temple or house for ourselves. We try to give chance to the devotees, and Krishna shall live here. Krishna's devotees will learn how to worship him. That is our purpose. Here, it is not a free hotel for learning how to gratify senses. No, this is not our aim and object. That is the difference. Therefore, nirmande Krishna sammandhi yukta vairaga ucchata. The same energy is being elected here for constructing big house. But it is nirmande Krishna sammandha. Arasattasya visayana yatharam upajanjata nirmande Krishna sammandhi yukta vairaga ucchata. So, Praptasya tat pratimidhija ya andasa ista tavat. The example is given already that unless there is sanction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot get any benefit with all the machines and all the instruments and all the measures that you have invented to counteract your struggle for existence. The struggle for existence will not be stopped. Thank you very much.